You can get it. Take your Bible, turn to Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7, and I could give you a lot of verses for my text tonight. And I preached this message in January the 12th, 2014. Use this title a little bit different what I'm going to preach about tonight. But it's kind of goes along with what we preached about last week or week before on the days of the week kind of stuff. And I try to give you something a little different on Sunday night. Not quite as heavy, and try to not make it as long, because I know we're wore out. I'm with you. I know that. So I want to try to give you a little bit tonight. Romans chapter 7, verse 25. And just give you this one verse, kind of a text getting off place here tonight. And he says this, Romans chapter 7, verse 25, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. I want you to notice I thank God through Jesus. And I want to preach a message. I just call it TGIF. TGIF. Everybody knows what TGIF means, don't you? And what the world thinks about it. You know, the world, they think TGIF, you know, thank God it's Friday, you know. That's what they say, you know. And they used to be on TV, you know, on Friday night. They'd have the commercials. Thank God it's Friday. And some people say TGIF. Thank goodness it's Florida. And there's different things people come up with. There's a shoe company and they have TGIF. And it stands for the toes go in first. Stuff like that. And they have some comedy hosts. TGIF. Thank goodness it's funny. And stuff like that. But I want to give you my version of TGIF, the Christian's version of TGIF. And this message has got about 12 points in it, seriously. But here's the deal. I'm going to try to get it under 30 minutes. I'm going to give it a shot. But you listen fast and I'll preach fast. How about that? And we'll try to get to it. I'm going to give you TGIF tonight. I'm just going to jump in it and give you my TGIF. The first TGIF I want to give you tonight. I want to say, thank God. Thank God I'm found. Thank God I'm found. TGIF, thank God I'm found. Thank God tonight I'm not wandering around the world lost anymore. I've been there, Brother Don. I know what that's like. Thank God I'm not sitting around high wondering what the next day's coming on. Thank God I'm not walking around this world lost anymore. Being, thank God, TGIF, thank God I'm found tonight. Amen. That Bible said in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, Jesus said, He said, the Son of Man is come to seek and save that which is lost. And I'm going to tell you, for 20 years in this old wicked world, I was lost, Miss Carol. And headed for hell, nothing to live for. And bless God, thank God that I'm found tonight. He came seeking me, Brother Don. I wasn't looking for Him. He came seeking me and on July the 30th, 1975. He found me that day. Like that song, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I thank God I'm found. That prodigal son, when he came home, his father said, my son, he was dead and is alive. He was lost and he was found. And thank God tonight, I'm found. I remember years ago in the 1970s, the Southern Baptists and Campus Crusade, they put out these bumper stickers. Some of you may remember it. I never liked it. I still don't like it. And it said, I found it. Y'all remember those? I found it. They was putting it. Listen, I didn't find it. Number one, he's not an it, number one. And number two, I didn't find him because he wasn't the one that was lost, Miss Rachel. I was the one lost. He didn't need to be found. I was the one that needed to be found. I was the one that was lost. He found me. Thank God I'm found this tonight. Thank God I'm not wandering around wondering where I'd go if I died. I know. I know whom I believed in. And I'm persuaded that He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him. One of my favorite illustrations I've given you before is about that little girl over in Georgia one time. She's over there about 5 years old. She's out shopping with her mama. And she gets lost from her mama and can't find her mama. And the police find her, and the little girl, it's a true story, I've read about it. And the police get the little girl, and they say, well, honey, do you know where you live? She said, I don't know where I live, I'm lost. And they started going through things And they took her to the police station. They started going through things in her around the neighborhood. They said, "Honey, do you know where the big fence is, where the baseball field is? Your house by the baseball field?" She said, "I don't know where the baseball field is." She said, "I'm lost. I don't know where I'm at." And they started going through some of the things. "Do you know where the courthouse is, that big house? Or is your house by that?" She said, "I don't know where that's at. I'm lost." Finally, they started going through some things. And he asked her, they said, "Do you know where that big cross is? There's a church there. Do you know where that big cross is that's sitting on a hill?" And her eyes sparked out. She said, "Yeah." She said, "I know where the cross is." She said, "If you can get me that cross," she said, "I can find my way home."
Come on now.
You know, Lord, when I got there to that cross, brother, let me tell you, friend, thank God I'm found, because I found my way home at the cross. The way of the cross leads home, that song says. I want to say TGIF, thank God I'm found. I want to say TGIF tonight, thank God I'm free. I'm free tonight. Thank God that song we sing once, "Like a bird in prison I dwelled, no freedom from my sorrow I felt. Then Jesus came and listened to me, and glory to God, He set me free." Thank God I'm free tonight. I'm not bound by sin anymore, Brother Don. I'm not bound by that sin. I'm not a captive to sin anymore. I didn't say I didn't sin. I sin just like you do. But I'm not bound by it anymore. I'm not bound by that sin. I'm not captive anymore like I was. Turn over to John chapter 8 and Romans chapter 6. Thank God I'm free tonight. Like them black folks sing, "Thank God I'm free. I'm free, God Almighty. I'm free tonight. I'm glad tonight. I'm not bound by the sin that I used to be bound on." Look at John chapter 8 tonight. In John chapter 8, Jesus is talking. In John chapter 8, verse 32, you ought to know this. John 8, 32, He said this, "And you should know the truth. And the truth shall make you free." He goes on, verse 34, Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is a servant of sin." You know what I was? I was a servant of sin before I got saved. I mean, they said, "Smoke it," I smoked it. They said, "Take it," I took it, just like some of you did. I mean, whatever the world said, Brother Ben, you were the same way. They said, "Drink it," I drank it. They said, "Snort it," I snorted. It didn't matter what it was. Well, I was a slave to that sin. I was a servant of that sin. But bless God, when Jesus saved me, Miss Rachel, He set me free from that sin. God that led me to the Lord, I'll never forget. I saw Him here, I was telling you a while back. A couple of weeks ago at His dad's funeral. And he was a dope head like me, as wild as everything. Before he got saved, he was a wild man. And I heard he got saved, and I was sitting at some guy's house. I'll never forget it. Richard Mercer's house. There's about 20 of us in there, and we're all taking dope and drinking mushrooms, cooking mushrooms up there, and drinking, eating mushrooms and drinking those mushrooms and grape juice and stuff, and just flying. And somebody in there, Carl Wunderlich, he said, "Hey, did you hear about old Randy Mills?" I said, "What?" And normally when somebody said, "You hear about Randy Mills," what they mean is he got busted. You know, that was a thing. You figure he's in prison or in jail. He got busted in a wreck. That's kind of what the news was. And he said, "Hey," he said, "old Randy Mills got religion." I said, "No." That's what I told him. I said, "Nah, he didn't get religion." I said, "He's just pulling y'all's legs." They said, "No, man, he got religion now," is what they said. I said, "He's just playing with you guys. He's not a guy of religion." I kept hearing that. So I went by one night, Brother Ben. I had some Quaaludes and some dope in the car. And I went by, me and a couple other guys. And I said, "I'm going to run by here and get old Randy at his house in Pleasant Grove." And I walked in there at his house. I'll never forget it. I had his hair cut. He had really, really long hair back in those days. But he had his hair cut. And I saw him, and I went in there and went to his house. And I went in there and I said, "Hey, man. I got some guys. We got some dope out here. Let's go out here and get high. We're going to go mess around." He said, "I'll never forget." He looked me straight in the eye, "Miss Jane," he said, "I got a natural high with Jesus Christ. You could have knocked me down, Brother Ben." I told him, I said, "I'm staying away from that guy, man. He done messed up in the head. He's overdosed or something." That's what I said. But you know what I found out? I found out he'd been set free, and thank God He set me free one day. TGIF, thank God I'm free. Romans chapter 6, verse 12 says this. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Verse 18, being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. Verse 20, when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. Verse 22, but now being made free from sin. Listen, I don't have to live for that sin no more, Brother Ben. I don't have to serve that sin anymore. I don't have to get high to have a good time. Bless God, He set me free. Amen. Thank God I'm free. I don't even think about that stuff anymore, man. Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, now where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. We went to the homeless Tuesday night and had a black fellow preach, a young guy. He was a good preacher too. I invited him to come out here. He's charismatic, but we can handle it for a while. Because I gave him got talking with him, and I gave him one of the church tracts, and I said, well, I'll pastor this little church out here. And he said, well, does this mean you're inviting me to come out there? I said, you better know it means you're inviting. I'm inviting you. And his wife told Esther that they're going to come out here one night or one day or something. But that old boy, he was in prison for life, Brother Ben. He had a life sentence, Brother Don. He said they gave him 99.9 years. He preached on some roadblocks in your life. He talked about Saul of Tarsus that's going on the road to Damascus. It was good. Little short, muscular guy. He said, so Saul of Tarsus is going down that road one day, and God put a roadblock in his life. And he said, I've heard some roadblocks in my life, like some of you. He said, I've seen those blue lights flashing behind me. He said, I know those roadblocks in your life. He said, I've been on those white buses before. He said, I've been on that white bus to Draper. I've been on that white bus to St. Clair and Atmore. He said, I know about those roadblocks. He said, but brother, I got saved and I had a life prison. He said, it said 99.9 years. And he said, God saved me. And he set me free. He said, I'm right here right now, free. He said, I can tell you right now. He said, there are boys in prison. They're in there serving a life sentence. And they're more free than some of you out here tonight, is what he said. Thank God I've been set free. TGIL. Thank God I'm free. Thank God I'm found. I'm going to say TGIL. Thank God I'm forgiven. Thank God when God looks on my account, you know what He sees? He sees the blood of Jesus Christ. And my slate is perfectly clean right now. Say, you don't look too clean. Yeah, God looks a different way than you do, see. That Bible said, he that knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God. I'm as righteousness as God in Him. God did a work for me. TGIF, thank God I'm forgiven tonight. Thank God there's nothing on my account when God looks at it. Now, I'll be judged for my works and all that kind of stuff. But bless God, when it comes to that sin and that account, Jesus Christ, He set it free, brother. He wiped it out. Psalm 32:1, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven. Romans chapter 4:7, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Bless God. Thank God I'm forgiven tonight. TGIF. Only God can forgive sins. The Pope cannot forgive sins. The priest in confessional booth, he cannot forgive your sins. Buddha cannot forgive your sins. Muhammad cannot forgive your sins. Donald Trump cannot forgive your sins. Nancy Pelosi cannot forgive your sins. This preacher cannot forgive your sins. My wife cannot forgive your sins. Your husband, there's only one that can forgive the sins. And thank God tonight, I'm forgiven. Amen. Clean. I got a clean slate. You don't have to come, you don't need to come confess your sins to me. I got enough of my own to confess. I got enough to keep me busy for quite a few years. I don't need to have yours toting around too, brother. Let me tell you, you take your sins. The Bible said if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us for our sins. Amen. Stay clean. Thank God I'm forgiven. TGIF. Thank God I'm forgiven for my sins. Thank God there's nothing on that. I want to say not only that, thank God I'm found. Thank God I'm forgiven. Thank God I'm free. TGIF, I'm at 13 minutes. I'm doing good. TGIF, thank God. Thank God, Brother Ben, you're going to like this one. Thank God I'm a foreigner. Amen. Thank God this whole world is not my home. Thank God I got something better than Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi in Washington, D.C. and Birmingham, Alabama, and I-29, 59 closing down. Thank God I got something better than this old world. Thank God I'm a foreigner. This is not my home. Boy, wouldn't it be a bummer? Wouldn't it be a bummer if this is the best deal you had down here? Dwight L. Moody said, a lost man, the closest a lost man ever get to heaven's down here. Wouldn't that be a bummer? And he said, a saved man, the closest to hell a saved man will ever get is right here. Thank God. Thank God I'm a foreigner. Take your Bible, turn to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. TGIF. Thank God tonight I'm found. I'm found. Thank God I'm free. I've been set free. He set me free. Thank God tonight I'm forgiven. Amen. I don't know anything, see. My slate is completely clean as far as my sins. Look at Hebrews chapter 11. Thank God I'm a foreigner tonight. Thank God this old world is not my home. Boy, that would be a bummer. Look at Hebrews chapter 11. I love this verse. I could quote it, but I love this verse talking about all those people in Hebrews chapter 11, the Faith Hall of Fame, and it comes down to verse number 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, watch this, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed, I love this, that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Were they that said such things? Plainly that they seek a country. I want to tell you, I'm nothing but a stranger, and I'm a pilgrim on this earth. And just like those folks there, I see it afar off. And I'm persuaded and I'm embracing that. That's why we're all the time we go around here, let's go, let's go, let's go. You say, why? Because I'm ready to go. I know what I got. Thank God I'm a foreigner down here. They said that they haven't seen them afar off. I tell you one thing, brother dots are getting closer every day, isn't it? That old homeland, brother Ben's getting closer every day. We was driving home today and my wife said, can you believe another week is already gone? Another week closer to stepping home. Another week to leaving this old world. TGIF, thank God I'm a foreigner down here. Thank God this world's not my home. That old song we sing about the lifeboat. Then cheer, my brothers, cheer, our trials will soon be o'er. Our loved ones we shall meet upon that golden shore. We're pilgrims and we're strangers here. We're seeking a city to come. The lifeboat soon is coming to gather His jewels home. Thank God I'm a foreigner. Thank God I'm found. Thank God I'm forgiven. I want to give you another one. Take your Bible. Turn over to Mark chapter 5. TGIF. Thank God I'm found. TGIF, thank God I'm forgiven. Thank God I'm free. Thank God I'm a foreigner to this old world. Man, I'm glad this world's not my home. Not only that, TGIF, I tell you, thank God I'm fixed. I've been fixed. You see, I was born broken, Brother Ben. I was born broken. I was born with something wrong with me. And I realized it, Brother Chris, when I was about 10 years old, I realized there was something wrong with me. And I realized there's something broke bad with me. And I've tried to fix it with dope and alcohol and the things of the world. And I'm going to tell you, brother, they couldn't fix it. Something was wrong with me. I was born wrong. I was disabled. I was dead. I was doomed. I was destitute. I was defeated. Something was wrong. I like that illustration Brother Ben gave us a while back. We was talking about on the radio when he heard Brother Rick over there, Rick and Bubba, and somebody was saying about being homosexual. And they were saying, well, I was born that way. And I love Rick's answer. He said, hey, okay, you're born that way, get born again. We're all messed up, brethren. We all were born broken. Evander Holyfield, I like him. He's a Christian, you know. He's from Tuscaloosa. He was a heavyweight champion. I don't know if he still is. His son plays for Clemson, you know. Is it Clemson that he plays for?
Georgia.
His son plays for Georgia. Pretty good, too. But old Evander Holyfield, he was on a show called the Celebrity Big Brother in the UK over in Britain. In January the 3rd, 2015, and they had paired these people up. and make them share a room or something. I've never seen it. I just read about this. I heard about it when it happened. And Evander Holyfield, that his housemate was a homosexual. And Evander Holyfield told him in a conversation with a homosexual, he said, "Hey, that's not normal." And he said, "Jesus Christ can fix that." They kicked him off the show. You know what? Thank God I'm fixed. I wasn't that way, but bless God I had all kinds of problems. And TGIF, listen, Jesus Christ can fix it all, brother, if you give him a shot. Look at Mark chapter 5. I've known homosexuals get saved. I've known prostitutes. I've known so many dope heads, it's unbelievable. I've known so many prison bums. God will save anybody, and He'll fix it. I'm reminded of that lady over there in Mark chapter 5, 19 minutes and 47 seconds. Mark chapter 5, verse 25. "And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and she had suffered many things, and many physicians, spent all that she had, was nothing better, but rather grew worse." That was me. That was me. She tried it all. She spent everything she had for physicians and did nothing, but it got worse. My life just got worse and worse. And she heard of Jesus. Verse 27. Woo! That did the trick. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched His garment, she said, "If I can just touch His clothes." Oh, she said, "If I can just get a touch. If I can just get a touch, I'll be made whole." I preached on that a while back, just a touch. I mean, it don't take but just a touch. That old song, "He touched me. Oh, He touched me. Oh, my life never been the same since Jesus Christ fixed me." TGIF. Thank God I'm saved. Thank God I'm fixed tonight. I was kind of like Humpty Dumpty, wouldn't you? I was Humpty Dumpty. You know Humpty Dumpty. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Remember old Humpty Dumpty? Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put old Humpty Dumpty back together again. Nope. Val got that one. You know what? All the king's horses and all the king's men and all the physicians of the world, they couldn't put me back together, brother. In Jesus Christ, thank God, TGIF, I'm fixed. Hebrews chapter 7 says, "Wherefore He's able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him." Thank God I'm fixed tonight. Thank God I'm found. Thank God I'm free. Thank God I'm forgiven tonight. I want to give you a couple more. I got 10 more minutes. I want to say thank God. I want you to take your Bible, turn over to John chapter 15. John chapter 15. Thank God. Thank God I'm free. Thank God I'm fixed. I'm not broken anymore. I got born again and He straightened that thing up. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And brother, I tell you, the day I got saved, I was reading a testimony this weekend. I started to bring it in about this porn star, this lady. She made $10 million, one of the top porn stars in the world, and she got saved. And so now she goes around and gives her testimony trying to help people that's in that mess. And she said, "When I got on my knees that day," she said, "I knew I found what I was looking for." She said, "All the years and all the stuff I was in, all the glamour," she said, "it wouldn't satisfy." But she said, "I got on my knees and asked Jesus Christ to save me and come in my life." And she said, "That very moment I knew I'd found what I've been looking for." You know, He did that old girl. He fixed her. Thank God I'm fixed. Look at John chapter 15. John chapter 15, verse 11. Here's what the Lord said. A lot of verses here about that. "These things have I spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." I want to say, thank God I'm full tonight. Thank God, TGIF, that I'm full. Thank God when I got saved, Brother Dot, that night I got saved, I've never had to go back in 43 years and ever doubted, ever had to go back and say, "God, that didn't work. I need something else." I've been full ever since. I got up off my knees in Pleasant Grove, Alabama one Wednesday night, a dope head headed to hell, stood up as a child of God, and I've been full ever since, brethren. And I love it. If it got any better, I couldn't stand it. I'd get raptured out of this deal, man. Thank God I'm full. Like that song says, "I'm drinking from my saucer because my cup is overrunning." Thank God I've been full. You know what? This old world, the Bible said in Proverbs 27, it said, the eyes of men are never satisfied. Miss Carol's got some strawberry shortcake down there. Doesn't that sound good? She's got some strawberries, some whipped cream, some pound cake. Whoosh. Sounds good. You know what I don't like? Cotton candy. I don't like cotton candy. Cotton candy reminds me of the world. Because you get that thing and you take a bite of it, Brother Don. As soon as you get your mouth, if you take a bite, Miss Jay, it disappears like that. You're going, now where'd it go? Didn't I just put that thing in my mouth? And the more you eat of it, Miss Jane, the more hungrier you get. It don't satisfy. And the more you eat of that junk, Brother Ben, the more thirsty you get. And that's just like the things of the world. They won't fill you up. They won't satisfy. It's the eyes of men are never satisfied. Thank God when I got saved, TGIF. Thank God I'm full today. I've been full. Ask that your joy might be full. 1 John 1:4, and these things write we unto you that your joy might be full. Thank God I've been full. Not only that, TGIF, and y'all gonna like this one. Take your Bible, y'all gonna believe this one anyway. Take your Bible, turn to Proverbs 28. Miss Debbie, when she was here, she liked this. This was her favorite point of the message, she told me. She liked this point. Look at Proverbs chapter 28. You're not gonna believe this one. It's in the Bible, but it's in there. TGIF, thank God I'm full, thank God I'm free, thank God I'm fixed, thank God I'm forgiven, thank God I'm found, thank God I'm full. I'm not just full, Miss Rachel, I'm not just full, I'm beyond full. Look at Proverbs chapter 28 verse 25 says this, he that is a proud heart stirreth up strife, watch it, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made, F-A-T, fat. Thank God I'm fat tonight. I'm just flat out fat tonight. Miss Debbie, I preached here. She said, I'm going to my doctor this week and I'm going to tell my doctor, my pastor said, thank God I'm fat. That's what the Bible says. Hey man, TGIF, listen, I'm just flat out fat in the Lord. Look at Psalms chapter 92. Of course, that's not talking about fat of the flesh. It's talking about fat of the spirit and the soul. And you know what? Jesus Christ, the Lord, He'll make you full. Not only make you full, He'll just make you flat out fat. Look at Psalms chapter 92. Psalms chapter 92. TGIF, thank God I'm fat. Psalm 92, verse 13. These that be planted in the house of the Lord, talking about church, shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall bring forth fruit in the old age, and they shall be fat and flourishing. Thank God I'm fat tonight. Thank God I'm full. TGIF, take your Bible, turn over to, go to John chapter 19. John chapter 19. 27 minutes, I got to hurry. I got two real quick points. TGIF, thank God I'm full. Thank God I'm flat. Thank God I'm found. Thank God I'm fixed. Thank God I'm forgiven. Thank God I'm free tonight. Amen, Brother Dalton. John chapter 19, verse 30, and Jesus therefore had received his vinegar, he said, it is finished. Thank God it's finished tonight. Thank God tonight there's nothing left. Thank God I don't have to work for my salvation. Thank God I don't have to keep the law. Thank God I don't have to have my hair trimmed and tied and all that. Thank God that God finished that on the cross. Thank God we don't have to walk a narrow straight line because none of us could do it. Thank God it's finished. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, His last words on this earth, it is finished. His first words over there in Luke chapter 2, He said, I must be about my Father's business. His last words, He said, it's finished. Thank God it's a done deal. I don't have to endure the end. I don't have to pray through. I don't have to hold on. I can go to bed tonight, Miss Rachel, and I know if my heart stops, I know if we have a crash on the way home, you can just get all excited and shout and turn some cartwheels and say, hey, that old preacher gone home. You say, why? Because it's finished. I don't have anything to do with it, Miss Liz. He finished it all on the cross. Thank God it's finished. TGIF. Thank God it's finished. I've been saved from the guttermost to the uttermost. And He finished it. I'll give you one more. Thank God, TGIF. Thank God it's forever. Thank God it's forever. Take your Bible, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. You know what? This whole world, everything we see down here is temporary. Everything we see down here is going to fall apart. You see this old body here? It's good-looking, healthy, athletic body I got. It's going to fall apart one day. Miss Jane, she's laughing over there. Battery's really laughing. There's nothing good-looking about it. It's not athletic, man. This thing falling apart. Like somebody said, I've seen better-looking bodies in a used car lot than that one you got. Everything we got, your health's going to fall apart. Your house is going to fall apart. Your car's going to fall apart. I got one leaking something right now. I got to take it to the shop in the morning. It's always something. Everything you see down here is temporary. But thank God, what He's got is forever. Thank God it's forever. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. Love this verse. Love this verse. 2 Corinthians 4:18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are what? They're temporal. They're all temporary. This body's going to break, house is going to break, pipes will break, everything's going to break, joints are going to break, but the things which are not seen, they're eternal. We look too many times at the temporary, put too much stock in there. Because, brother, I got news for you. Thank God what we got tonight, it's forever. This body will fall apart. Oh, Brother Lucian, he's having a lot of problems right now. Brother Lucian, he's in good shape. Looks great shape. He's a policeman, works another job, does that homeless. And some of you know him, man, he hops around that place. I found out he's got diabetes. Found out his whole body, his spleen, his kidney are swollen up, different things. Having problems with his heart. They're taking his gallbladder out Thursday. I mean, things are falling apart. He couldn't go last Tuesday. He usually goes a homeless. And he asked me, "Could you go next Tuesday?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Brother, I can't go." He said, "I'm just too sick. I can't get up and go." I said, "I got it. I'll take care of it, brother. Don't worry about it." You say, "What's going on?" We're just getting old. Thank God what God gave us is not going to fall apart. We're not going to have to take it to the shop like I need to do in my car. We're not going to have to get out there like Brother Don did and get a sledgehammer and work on that truck and make it work. Thank God what we got is for forever. Listen, if a sledge, if I can't fix it, you know where I go for? My 20-pound sledgehammer, that'll fix it. If I can't fix it, I look for that thing around the house. That'll straighten it out real quick. It really won't work then. Don't ever bring a car around me if you don't want that thing to ever run again. Because I can guarantee you, I can lift the hood up and it's dead. I don't fool with cars. And I thank God it's forever. You know, this old world, we have to bury our bodies of our loved ones and friends. And I've buried more friends lately than I can ever imagine. And it seemed like, I told somebody the other day, I was at a funeral and I said, "It just seems like these funerals just keep coming up sooner and sooner and sooner." And I said, "I know mine's coming up one of these days." Because you know what? This, everything down here, it's nothing but temporary. And I know that. But thank God what I got tonight in Jesus Christ, it's forever. It's not going away. It's not dependent on the stock market. It's not dependent on whether the government shuts down. It's not dependent on anything else. TGIF. Thank God it's forever. Jesus said in John 6, verse 51, "I'm the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever." John 14:16, "I will pray the Father, He'll send you another Comforter, that He may abide with you, the Holy Spirit, forever." 1 Timothy 4:18, "The Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, preserve me into His heavenly kingdom, to whom glory forever and ever." Amen. Thank God it's forever. Father, we pray this tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for all the blessings you've given us, Lord. This is just a few things, Lord. I had a whole lot more I could have talked about here tonight, Father. But Lord, you're just so good to us. And I just kind of, every once in a while, remind us, Lord, the things we got. Thank God we're found. Thank God we're free. Thank God we're forgiven. Thank God we're fixed. Thank God we're a foreigner. Thank God we're full. Thank God we're fat, Lord. Thank God it's forever, Lord. Lord, I long to the day to see you, Lord. Know that day's coming quicker, Lord. Every day while I'm here, I just want to do more for you, Lord. I want to meet you, Lord, one day and do the let you know, Lord, I tried. I gave it a shot, Lord. I gave it a shot. Lord, pray your blessing now upon the tonight and our little fellowship here and the things, Lord, what we got going on. Just pray your blessing upon him. Bless the food, Lord. And thank you for Miss Carol and Brother Dot bringing this in tonight. Lord, just have a little bit of time with each other, Father. Pray your blessing upon the rest of the week now. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, 34 minutes, not too bad.